And you're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast. And we're going to go down, as I promised, to the outside State Library from last Sunday. It was the NACBA Memorial. And I asked a few people why they thought it was important.
G'day, I'm from 3CR. Can you tell me why it's important to be here today?
It's important to draw the world's attention to the dispossession of the Palestinian people in 1948 and the continued oppression of the Palestinian people by the Israeli regime. Continually, the human rights continue to be completely violated. They're dispossessed and harassed, and just the world takes no notice. So I'm here to try and draw the world's attention to the plight of the Palestinian people. They need everyone to hold Israel accountable for the betrayal of their human rights.
Thank you. I'm from 3CR. Can you tell me why it's important to be here today?
Sorry?
I'm from 3CR.
How do I know, Elizabeth? What's your question?
Why is it important to be here today?
Honestly, I don't really... I'm a person who doesn't believe really like in protesting, but I don't think it's paid. But anyway, today with all the social media, and so you can hide things that countries they used to hide. Now everyone knows what's happening in Palestine, and I'm here just to support those people, because especially now what's happening in the world, like with Ukraine, I'm not saying like it's good to support them or it's bad to support them, but like the West, what's showing to the world is like supporting Ukraine. Like Ukrainian, they are like more important than Palestinian. And I don't believe in this. Like, I believe like we are all humans, and what's happening. Anyway, I'm just supporting Palestinians by being here, because what's happening in their country is injustice. That's it. It's like, yeah.
So it's a human response that you're saying. Yeah. Like, you're going to stand here with them.
What's happened like the last few days, like with this the journalist, like, and you can see like what's happened also like with her
funeral.
Yeah, exactly. So
no respect.
If they did this and they know there is, like, everyone is filming today, everyone has a phone, yeah? It means, like, we don't care what you think, we do whatever we want, because the international law applies just for some people. Like, it's the same, like, we, you know, like, I'm going, like, maybe it's not the subject today, but, like, Russia today is going to Ukraine, which is illegal. I'm not saying good or bad, I'm saying it's illegal. But the Americans and their allies or their whatever, They did worse every time, and they are the ones who used the atomic bomb, and they are the ones that said like you should not have atomic bomb. That's why I'm here. You can understand which. That's it.
From 3CR, and I was wondering if you could tell me why it's important to be here today.
I'm Palestinian. I'm from Safed. My family have been expelled from there since 1948. Safed was one of the first villages that been raided by the Zionists, and yeah, we've been refugees since then. There is no Arab now in the city of Safed, in the north of Palestine. There is like 0% Arab there. So yeah, it's important for me to see the solidarity with my people, with Palestine, with my people.
It's a very strong message about identity, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and here in Australia with all this support from everyone, actually, even we have solidarity from the Jewish community and from everyone. So yeah,
the death of Shireen was very shocking.
Yeah, yeah. I've been watching Shireen broadcast since I was a kid. I'm 30 years old now. I remember Shireen since I was 10. So she was like the daily voice for us to hear about the situation back in Palestine. And yeah, so her death was shocking. I even took a day off of work to to handle the news.
I'm from 3CR.
From who?
3CR.
3CR, the radio station.
Yeah, and I just want to know why it's important to be here.
Why is it important?
Yeah.
Well, because... the Palestinian cause is over 70 years old now. People who have become refugees, left their homes, they were evicted out of their homes in 1948 and have lost their land and are still struggling to return to their land. And if you listen to the news and you listen to what Israel, an apartheid state, is doing to Palestinians right now, the killing of journalists, the killing of children, the sniper attacks, I mean, so much, the apartheid system that the Palestinians live under, evictions from their own homes. I'm here to support the Palestinian people. I'm here to support the end of apartheid, the removal of Israel from that land that was given to them by the British Mandate. It was by rights, not theirs, okay? Jews lived in Palestine before, and they have every right to live there, but not as Israelis, okay? So the Palestinians lived, were Jewish, Christian, and Jews, and lived in harmony together until Britain, who was in charge of Palestine, decided, well, let's give it to the Jews, which meant that Palestinians, Christians, and Muslims were left out. And whose lives had been a tragedy. There was ethnic cleansing, the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. And it's ongoing, quietly, secretly, but it's still ongoing. In 1948, they ethnically cleansed the country to get rid of Palestinians.
Do you think the killing of Shireen was part of that quiet,
crunch? It was saying, listen, you know, we can do anything we want, so beware, really. Even to journalists. They've killed over at least 50 journalists over the 70 years that they've been in power. And they bombed the Elgin Associated Press building as well.
Yes.
So, yes, I mean, they have been criminals. I mean, these are crimes.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what does it say about the rule of law? Like, everybody's talking about the rule of law. America goes around the place, you know, saber-rattling about the rule of law.
Yeah, and Europe and the U.S. turn a blind eye to all this. But when it comes to their interests, they talk about the rule of law and about the cessation of hostilities and things. But when it comes to Palestine, not a peep, you know. Yes, the U.S. expressed a small sort of, remark. They made a small remark about Shireen because she's also American. But that was it, a very gentle remark, something non-persuasive, you know. It was not, you know, a hardcore statement, an angry statement. But that's all they'll do. They won't protect their own people.
Do you think that they think these power elites and Zionists believe that, oh, well, why don't they just shut up? It's old news now. You know, it's a bit like the way they used to talk about the Irish. Oh, they've just got a long memory. Why do they remember?
Well, that's Israel's strategy. It's to do that. It's to laugh it off and say, look, you know, these are the Palestinians. This is a conflict. No, it's not a conflict, actually. It's an invasion. It's a travesty. And it's war on us, on the Palestinians. So, yes, and it's things like that, you know, oh, forget it, you know, just turn a blind eye to that. They're just troublemakers, you know, and that's definitely not the case. The Palestinians are defending their land against invasion, against a takeover, against eviction, you know.
I mean, I've been quite interested in the fact that the Palestinians of all classes were removed from their land, like wealthy people. The people of all classes, Palestinians of all classes were removed, poor as well as rich.
Yes, poor, rich, Christian, yes, middle class, working class, Christians and Muslims. And they've sided. The thing is, the more that Israel does to us, the stronger Palestinians become as well. I mean, the solidarity that was shown in the case of Shireen Abu Akla, you know, Muslims and Christians went to the church. The funeral procession was attended by Muslims and Christians. And by the way, they were bashed.
Okay, I know, that was injured. So shocking. Yes. I was genuinely shocked. How disrespectful.
Exactly. Not a peep from anyone in any European country or America. The Israeli soldiers used batons to hit people. You know, it's...
And the coffin
nearly was nearly dropped on the floor. I mean, where in the world can this happen? Where in the world can this happen? And be you know, put to the side as something inconsequential. Nowhere. You know.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much.